Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's cold outside up here in northern Indiana this morning, and running just a little bit late as I prepared to leave the driveway, the inside of my windshield frosted over. I guess I had a choice of either letting it warm up or to have not breathed. And so since breathing is so important, I had to let the heater warm up a bit to thaw out the inside of the truck. But anyhow, we're here, we're ready to go, and it's going to be a great day. The moon was out nice and bright as I came into work, and would typically mean there's a clear sky, at least for now. So we'll see when the sun comes up whether we'll get a nice sunny day. Talking and praying this week about being ready for the test and understanding that God's design in life is that many things about our faith, about our trust in Him, will be tested. And sometimes we're tested to show us by God where we need to improve, what we need to work on. Sometimes we're tested by the things of life to show us how much progress we've made. Sometimes the testing comes from the devil, and we generally view that as a temptation. It's not trying to prove anything. It's not trying to improve us. It's trying to trap us and to trick us, to get us to fail. The difference, oftentimes, between testing and temptation is the motivation of the one behind it all. And this morning, as we continue looking at various aspects of the testing that we experience in life, we're going to narrow in on a test, being tested in sincerity. Looking at our motives, looking at our perseverance in doing what is good and right. Paul writes to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 8, and says, I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. This verse is within the context of Paul describing the help that was being given and being needed, given by those that, well, frankly, he least expected it from, because their ability from a human perspective seemed to be so small. Whereas the Corinthians had determined that they would help, but their response had not yet been fulfilled. And so Paul writes and he says, I'm not commanding you to do what you've committed to, but I bring all of this up so that you yourselves can evaluate the sincerity of your love. And I'm using this other group as an example of what sincere love looks like. We're going to talk tomorrow about being tested individually and the fact that it isn't a competition. And so before we dive into the comparison model, this isn't Paul judging one to be better than the other. He's simply using the obedience of one group as a standard that the other group can look at and say, how are we doing? You see, sometimes we need those benchmarks. Someone that's doing better than we are. that we have a goal to achieve, attempt to better ourselves. Typically, when we want to improve, we hold out a higher standard than what we're attaining at the current moment. And we do that in a variety of ways, and sometimes it's a higher standard on paper and a written standard, and we press on, we strive for that. Sometimes it's more effective when it's a higher standard being lived out by another person because they create the example that it's possible. If it's just on paper, it's potentially just theory. But when another person is doing it, and we're not attempting to achieve that in order to, quote, beat them, we're just using their example to spur us on, as Paul would write elsewhere, to spur us on to love and good deeds. And this being tested in our sincerity really brings it to the core of who we are. Am I doing what I'm doing in order to earn favor from people, applause from mankind? Or am I doing what I'm doing in order to love people like God has called me to love people? When I'm doing it for people, for the applause, for the recognition, it generally tends to stop when the applause and the recognition aren't achieved, when those things die out. Now, there are times we do things with absolute sincerity, with a pure desire to help others, and we still receive the applause and the recognition. The difference is when that applause and recognition stops, we keep doing what we were doing before. It's the sincerity part. And it provides a faithfulness in our witness. It provides a faithfulness in our activity. It provides a faithfulness in our representation of Jesus to others. We become like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that says, I'm going to follow God and worship Him only, and this God that I'm serving can save me from this, save us from this fiery furnace, but you know what? Even if He doesn't, even if somewhere in His mind that's not a good idea, we're going to keep at it. We're going to keep worshiping. We're going to keep doing what is right. That's the sincerity of their love for God expressed in an obedience to worship God and worship Him only. And so we find ourselves faced with this test of sincerity almost on a daily basis. Many times often on a daily basis. Will I love? Will I forgive? Will I show mercy? Will I instruct? Will I correct? Will I be kind? Well, even when no one's looking, even when it seems that no one cares whether I do those things or I don't, because I know God cares. And I look at others and role models that I want to be like. And not that becoming like them is the great achievement. It's that becoming like them brings me closer to becoming like Jesus. Because I've seen it in their life. And that's the purpose of comparisons. It's not to put anyone else down. It's not to exalt ourselves. It's so that we can encourage one another to become more and more like Jesus, and it's helpful for me, it's helpful for most people at least, to see in practical terms in the life of someone else how that's done. then my sincerity is tested as to whether I do what I've seen, whether I put into practice these things that I've known to be effective in my growth, in my relationship, in my love, and in my service. There are many opportunities to be of help. Physical opportunities, spiritual opportunities, emotional opportunities, about anything that God has placed in your life as His gifting can be used with a sincere heart to not only benefit you, but to benefit others. And God says, here's what's possible. Do you have a great enough level of sincerity that you're going to pursue what God's saying, what I've revealed is right and proper? Whether anyone notices or not, will you be faithful? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, has given us great commands and instructions and precepts that are designed to help us know you, to help us walk in relationship with you, to help us put our faith in your Son Jesus and the work accomplished on the cross. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, his ascension to heaven to prepare a place for those that would follow him. And so, God, today we come to you as those who have said, yes, I want to follow Jesus. And we look at the lives of others, historical figures from your word, faithful stories from throughout history, stories from people we know and people we don't know. And rather than exalt them as more sacred or holy than anyone else, we lift them up as examples that we can compare our sincerity to the outcome of their way of life. And we imitate the things which were done in their lives through the sincerity of faith and belief and trust, so that we too would put into practice the things that lead to a godly and righteous life. Not of our own doing, but a godly and righteous life that is based and springs up from the work that Jesus has done, the work that your Spirit is continuing to do in us. And so, God, today, help us to examine our activity, the things we do compared with the things that we know we ought to do, the things we do compared with the things that we've told you we will do. The things we do compared to those that serve as our mentors and role models. Most importantly, the things we do compared to the things that Jesus did, the things he told us to do. Father, may those things that we pursue in Christ be done out of a sincere heart, simply wanting to bring you the glory and honor that you deserve. And Father, as our sincerity is tested, may we be found pleasing in your sight. And as we pass that test, as we grow in sincerity, may we continually lift up Jesus in all things, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.